preparing for our eternal home. The journey from exit to entrance. John 14:2-3. Luke 9:23. Beloved congregation, there comes a moment in every believer's journey when our perspective on eternity shifts dramatically. We move from fearing death as an exit to longing for heaven as an entrance. This morning, I want to share with you a profound truth. Heaven is not about wanting to die. It's about desiring to truly live in the presence of our Creator. As we grow deeper in our relationship with Christ, as we study His Word and understand His heart, something beautiful happens. The more we know Him, the more we long to be with Him. This isn't a morbid fascination with death, but a holy anticipation of life, eternal life in its fullest expression. In ancient Hebrew culture, death was often viewed through the lens of Sheol, a shadowy place of the departed. But Jesus revolutionized this understanding in John 14:2-3. He promised, "In my Father's house are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you. I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." The Greek word for rooms is mane, permanent dwellings, not temporary shelters. Heaven is not a waiting room. It is home. Paul expressed this shift in Philippians 1:21-23. "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far." Paul wasn't depressed. He was in love with Jesus. For him, death was not an exit from life, but an entrance into Christ's presence. That's the transformation of the mature heart. Fear gives way to anticipation. Preparation. A two-way street. Christ's preparation for us. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you." In Jewish wedding tradition, the groom left to prepare a dwelling for his bride at his father's house. Only when the father approved the preparation could he return for his bride. What a picture of Christ. He is preparing our eternal home and will return at the father's command to bring his bride, the church, to himself. Our preparation for him. But preparation is not one-sided. Jesus prepares the place. But we prepare ourselves. Luke 9:23 calls us. "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." One preparation through love. Matthew 22:37-39 reminds us, "Love God, love your neighbor. Heaven is a place of perfect love." We prepare by practicing that love here. The preparation through self-denial. The cross was a symbol of death to self. To take up the cross daily means to surrender our pride, ambitions, and selfishness. Early believers lived this, sharing possessions, caring for widows, even loving enemies. They were living now in the values of the kingdom to come. When Jesus spoke of carrying the cross, his listeners thought of a condemned man carrying his beam toward death. Yet Jesus redefined this act of shame into a path of victory. What does cross-bearing look like today? In family, patience over anger, service over being served. In work, integrity over profit, excellence over mediocrity. In community, justice over convenience, mercy over judgment. In church, unity over division, humility over pride. Every act of self-denial and love is training for eternity. Every sacrifice is a step toward glory. Here's the paradox. The more we prepare for heaven, the more effective we become on earth. C.S. Lewis once said, "The Christians who did most for the present world were precisely those who thought most of the next." When eternity fills our vision, our priorities align with God's.
sacrificial. Our hope becomes unshakable. Our purpose becomes crystal clear. We're not preparing to escape the world. We're preparing to transform it with heaven's values. Brothers and sisters, heaven is not a consolation prize after a hard life. It is the culmination of a Christ-filled life. It's not about wanting to die. It's about learning to truly live as our hearts grow closer to Christ. May we echo the prayer of Revelation 22, Cullinan. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. So let us prepare well. Let us love deeply. Let us take up our cross daily. Let us live each day as citizens of heaven, preparing for our eternal home. The King has prepared a place for us. Now let us prepare ourselves for the King. Amen. Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there. The Lord Jesus Christ. Philip being Strathwaite.